The Price by Arthur Miller starred Jack Klugman, who had by this time become almost one of my go-to actors, where I was thinking of plays for the season or thinking of plays I loved and admired and thought if there was a role for Jack in it, his willingness to come to the Playhouse and the talent he brought to the work made it feel like I was beginning to form almost with certain directors, Bob Kalfin, Jeff Moss, David Ellenstein, and certain actors like Tony and Jack, a bit of a company of people who I knew I could reach out to and who would help strengthen whatever production I did. And certainly that was true of Jack in The Price, part that he was, in a sense, born to play and did a remarkable job with. Jack, as many people might know, had suffered a cancer of the throat and had to literally rebuild his vocal ability. And so he sounded, for the latter part of his career, like a man with a certain kind of vocal disability. But he was able, through the advent of microphones and his own stamina, strength, and pure gifted talent, to portray people in a way that made whatever his disability was feel like it was part of the character. That was the genius of Jack Klugman, and he said that to me he would never have been able to do that were it not for Tony Randall encouraging him to come back to the stage and not hide from the public who adored him, but come forward, act again, and lo and behold, the audiences could not wait for his return and appreciated every performance he gave.